Tanához nem tudom, hogy hallá. Tanához Bonsinyi tenszünne Sinne dalhátum rekha Sinne dalhátum Pargunan nitaccha Kami rimbacharva Tannam yu chanat tige pukwana Shikar sorda nyamne chana chini chana Chanyamba kong kuyo
Chanyamba
Chanyamba chanay kong kuyo
Okay.
Chanyamba chanay kong kuyo Tati Ito pina Kibu Pina kibu Chibu Kora chanchu yusem Tanyin jadane shita kong Sham ki ane Ane Kibu chungu dakdim ki kore De makum desha na chik chet wara Chik chet wara
No
Okay.
Right, so talking about the meditations from the graduated path that cover from reliance on the virtuous strength right through to calm abiding and penetrative insight. That in general, these are all objects of practice, but we need to meditate on them equally. For example, if one only meditates on compassion and bodhicitta, then one kind of loses and doesn't focus on the initial and intermediate beings, then that kind of practice is kind of broken or ceased. Or one may only meditate on the intermediate stage beings' practices and not meditate on the initial and the great beings. And so as a practitioner of the great levels, one meditates on all of these stages of the path. And so what I want to talk about, how the different things within the graduate path, how they act as antidotes for different difficulties. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the main points of your meditative focus with each of the topics. And so the first, in terms of reliance on the virtuous friend, this is the root of the path, and it's too focused in terms of mind, reliance in mind and reliance in action. And so then we go to meditating, taking the essence of the freedom endowment as a human. So we identify and freedom and endowment, precious human rebirth. And so you identify precious rebirth, you reflect on its potential and the difficulty of obtaining it. Okay. So then, having meditated on that, then you think about how you will take the essence of this human life. And so then you have the practices of the initial being, which is to focus one's mind on future lives, on achieving the purpose of future lives. And so one then reflects to give rise to that mind that thinks about future lives. One reflects on impermanence and the faults of cyclic existence. Metaba dan kore ni mek. On impermanence and the faults of the sufferings of lower realms.
And then that jide shima tonyi kasa jide shima dewe thabewa. Jide shima dewe thab tenpa tela. Ani gyamdo ta lende ni yis. Toshe lende tela ya ta. Ani kide ki landorwa. Tere tiche tiga la ta. Ani
And so then in terms of the practices to bring about happiness in future lives, or the method to bring about happiness in future lives, you have the two of cultivating refuge and action, understanding action and effect. And then in particular, so with action and effect, you are thinking about what is to be cultivated, virtue to be cultivated, and non-virtue to be abandoned. And especially the purification of any negative action through using the four opponent powers. So that completes the initial being's path, and then you have the intermediate being's practice where they are generating the wish to be free of cyclic existence, so reflecting on the faults of cyclic existence. So that general faults. Okay, so then the stages of the path to attain liberation is principally the cultivation of the three higher trainings, which is based in ethics, so one determines to keep one's ethical practice as well. Okay, so that gives you the intermediate level of practice.
And then
Okay, and then the great being practice is principally training in the root of the awakening mind of bodhicitta, and then in addition to that, training in the six perfections with particular focus on the last two perfections of calm abiding and penetrative insight. So those are the kind of, that's the overview of the main points of meditation in the graduated path. Okay, so then we need this to cultivate an equal practice of these. So, for example, with in order for one's reliance on the virtuous friend to go well, then one needs to engage in meditation again and again of the cultivation of reliance in thought and reliance in action. So then in terms of practice, if we find our practice, we're not really kind of accomplishing our practice, then it's often because we haven't thought enough on freedom, the qualities of freedom and endowment of as a human. And so then, so to get one's practice going better, one spends some time on thinking on freedom and endowment. And then if the distractions of this life, the appearances of this life become very strong for oneself. Yeah, so that you're not really thinking about future lives at all. Then you need to think on impermanence. And then if you find yourself not being greatly interested in keeping the ethical practices that you committed to, like you not really thinking, trying to keep the restraining from the 10 non-virtues, then you strengthen your reflection on cause and effect, on action and effect. Okay, so that's your initial being's practices, and then for the intermediate being is if you find that your mind doesn't greatly think about attaining liberation, then one focuses on the faults of cyclic existence. So if you find that your kind of wish for liberation is just kind of lip service, just the saying words, then you have to think more on the actual faults of cyclic existence. Okay, so then for the great being, if one finds one is not thinking a lot about the purpose of sentient beings, fulfilling the purpose of sentient beings, then one does not give rise to bodhicitta. So one, the antidote to that is focusing on bodhicitta. And for example, if one lacks bodhicitta, then the following practices of the six perfections or meditating on tantric practice, they have no basis to arise from. It's like trying to build a house without a foundation. Okay, so then if one has given rise, risen, rise to this awakened mind, bodhicitta, and training in the six perfections, but one has a very strong grasping at true existence, then one has to overcome, destroy the focus of one's true grasping at true existence. So one engages in the meditations on the establishing selflessness. Okay, and then further than that, as these two things that we've been talking about over the last day or so, that when one finds that you're meditating but your mind is distracted, then recognizing that just laxity and distraction and using the methods to overcome it. And while that applies particularly when one is cultivating the perfection of concentration, it is also an advice that applies to all your meditations. Okay, so that if you, in doing the earlier meditations, that gives you more wish to do the later meditations or attain the later stages, then that is kind of the correct way to, that's correct way to meditate on the path. Whereas if we don't cultivate things equally, like if we just focus only on trying to get concentration and just meditate on a one-pointed focus, in our meditation, or only engage in trying to understand the view and leave and put aside the rest of the path, then that is a mistaken way of practicing, that one cultivates the path complete, all aspects of the path, between reliance on the virtuous friend through to calm abiding and penetrative insight. So in the beginning, it doesn't mean that we can do everything in the beginning, but that we cultivate a practice but slowly over time one accomplishes like a complete practice or a complete understanding. As a beginner. So Zulle Tambola Bena the Mitawat Soche Dawa Chik Dawani Matavus Soche Jeyuris de Dirus Karin Zen Tambo Ganga Che Matoba. What Geshe-la is saying is that while one cannot do all the meditations in the beginning, one should make an effort eventually to have a complete a meditation that that covers all the topics completely. And also if one uses the sequence of the stages, like from reliance on the virtuous friend, then again one doesn't then mix the stages of meditation. Okay, so for example, as I said before, to only focus on bodhicitta and not think about impermanence or the view, that would be a mistake. Okay. So my question was, sometimes you feel like you know the stages, like taking bodhicitta, but you have to kind of focus more to really try and change the mind. So I said to Geshe-la, well, in that circumstance, is it right or wrong to focus on bodhicitta and not do the others? And he said, to change the mind and produce the change in the mind that you want with bodhicitta, you need to meditate on the preceding stages to get what you want.
In ancient time, in Tibet, some monastery, they do that. Student, they do the meditation first, you know.
Initial being.
Being practice. Only focus on the
initial being.
Initial being practice. And then what, how he feel. He asked his teacher, how he feeling,
His experience.
Experience. He asked his teacher, and the teacher tell them, "Oh, now you can meditate on next steps."
Mm.
And then he focused on the
next stage. Intermediate being.
Yeah. Medium scope. Yeah.
Medium scope. Yeah. Yeah.
And then. Then how he feel, he explained, asked to his teacher, and then his teacher checked his, how, is it okay or is it okay, go to next step or still he meditate.
Mm.
So the teacher said,
yeah.
Yeah, to these days, maybe here, very hard to do just on how to do these people as hold on this.
The time.
Time. You know, it takes months, years.
So, because we don't have time, we should meditate more equally, like cover all the stages more equally.
Yeah, equally, you have to meditate equally. Also, we have to meditate. At the end, we have to meditate all these stages. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So in the end, you must have covered all the stages in meditation.
People who have been to the medium state, would it be possible they would return back to the, what do you call it? The initial beginner.
If someone was meditating like Geshe-la was explaining.
Yeah.
Like in that first doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Like with their teacher checking.
Yeah. Would it be possible they would return back to it?
Okay. No, more into it. Dina shin gong yin pa so so gegen dan ton koram che de ko so ki bu dring leb de yang chu ki bu chuma sam no tang de yang chu ki bu chuma ge gong tang che yang chu yong ge
ko re ne tang ga man na shin ji de gyurung bu de gong gong ma
they would meditate on that, but they wouldn't need to meditate on it for the length of time, like in the detail that they did in the beginning. They would still use those meditations, but not kind of in the extensive way that they did as in the beginning to move to the medium scope. Yeah, that can make a difference. Asking about the practice as one goes, as one is doing it, because it does make a difference. Yundan Shigimala, Moran Megor Girimbala, Yoruestu.
Yundan Shigima Yakshire.
Of these, one of the best is the base of all good qualities. Is it? Because Yundan Shigyam at the base of all good qualities has the complete outline. Geshe-la de Tsechima Samlotana. Tsechima la Gulong Gua de Geshe-la de Strasha Gyabha. Tsechima. Churchyawa, the gom gyab do this also tsechima, tse de mani ba tsechima samu tansa.
Tsechima samu tansa.
De geshla, de misha de desu drosha gyawa nasa.
Tsechima samu tansa chidada, toch mitaba gomu ya chidada, tsechima samu tansa ik che tu gyawa re.
Well, de tse no tsechima samu tansa che gowa gimzen kari yen se de che bo mayen ba se de dewa dan sem shiwa mayen ba se che ma dunya ge lo
tre ta che ba dunya ge lo ke ba la ke ta ta le de ji de de la ten tu te amar ba ten tu te amar e ba le ji de chi ma chi ta ro ko ya chi re ba le bi sha ne nam she ke ba chi ma ta
Rogaji Chadiava. Okay, so I asked Geshe-la to talk a little bit about future lives and the mind, that why we think about future lives. That definitely we do not stay in this lifetime. There is a point where we will go on to future lives. We leave this body behind and our consciousness continues to future lives. And so then if one in that consciousness going on to future lives, if we had complete independent choice and it wasn't under the power of karma, where of the positive and negative karma that we have created, then there would be no great need to think about it. But because the rebirth that we take does depend on our actions, like a suffering rebirth being caused by negative actions, a happy rebirth arising through the virtuous actions. So then we can see, thinking of the importance of our actions and the importance of considering future lives. Yeah, so there is one aspect, that the type of rebirth, whether it is suffering or happy, is taken in accordance with the virtue or non-virtue that one has created. Then further than that, there is the possibility to attain liberation, there one can attain Buddhahood, and those things are attained on attaining freedom and endowment again and again. That if we if we fall to a suffering rebirth, then it becomes difficult to cultivate virtue. And so now we have freedom and endowment, so we cultivate spiritual practice. But we need to obtain that opportunity again.
What do you mean by endowment?
Endowment, daljo. Jorwa kariya. So the endowment refers to sometimes they translate them as richness, or that there are endowments that relate to oneself and the endowments that come in relation to others, or from others. So then in relationship to the teachings, like that relating to others, there are many facts. The fact that the Buddha came, these are the qualities of endowment, of that the Buddha has come. Not only the Buddha came, but he taught, and that Dharma is still existing, it has not degenerated. So all those things are an endowment. That's a favorable circumstance, I said, you could say, for us.
Mm.
And then the endowment for oneself is just that one is a human, one is not impaired in terms of your sense faculties, that you are in a place where the Dharma exists, that you're not, don't have the obscurations of like very heavy destructive karma like the five unbalanced negativities, that you have faith in the Dharma, that all these things are like a personal endowment or a personal favourable condition. And then another factor of endowment in terms of that relate to others, that there are supporters or sponsors of the Dharma, and so that you have, it's like having all these favourable conditions or endowments that are favourable to your practice of Dharma. So does that make it clearer?
So we doomed as modern people not really get that far, because we have to look at all the topics and
focus, because of limited limitations of time. That's all. Kabdila kewa lindung, that's all. The children, what that's barchi, you're going, that's all due to my woman, those the kiburela de gom yam mambu gab matuba. That's all yamlin drum kapo reson, say us. Is it difficult? Is it difficult?
What?
To practice? Is it difficult to find the time?
You do have a choice, don't you? In a way.
So demgi yorwa. So shawanala demgi yorwa. Demgura. Sorwa Zogurwa. The Tintin Sorwa Zogurwa. Okay. So our busyness is dependent on ourselves. It's not others that call us to this.
That's high.
That's coupled up.
So what I try to do, but I can't get all the prayers done on what I could do. Mm-mm. I'm going to work as a be extra nice to people.
Moran Kadin Gaga Mixel Zang Chego or this. The sub Kadin gets sub, you know, sub the Mixel Zang Chego. The Trembache.
Generally,
we have time. There is time. Yes, make time.
That's what you're. I have a question about, if I might ask about, earlier today when we were talking about focusing on the concentration meditation. Geshe was saying about with laxity or distraction, bringing in to counteract that, mindfulness and introspection to help. And so I've been wondering how you differentiate between mindfulness and introspection. Like, is mindfulness the result of introspection? Like, we talk about mindfulness. What exactly?
Okay, kind of nyambo de jingwa dango bagin nyambo and tremba dan shijin. Then tremba karyan shijin yuna tremba yongarwes. The tremba karyan jidan ganzo injina la mindfulness cigarettes yuna tremba karyan. Okay. So mindfulness has has three characteristics. The first in terms of the object, that one must have some experience of the object. It has to be something you have seen or heard about.
Yeah.
Okay. Then in terms of how it apprehends, it apprehends such that it makes your mind abide on the object, that you don't forget the object. So mindfulness itself causes the mind to stay on the object, not to forget it. And then in terms of its appearance, is that it does, again, that it causes one's mind not to wander to other things. So that's the quality of qualities, characteristics of mindfulness. Yeah, so meditation itself is whatever your foundation or object of meditation is, that mindfulness is holds that object. That's meditation in itself. Yes. So then when you have your mindfulness that is abiding on the object, the two things that cause you not to abide on it are the laxity or distraction. And so the introspection is the mind that looks in, introspects, to see, is laxity arising? Is my mind abiding mindfully on the object? Is it distracted? Yeah. So if you don't have the introspection looking to see is your mind on the object or not, then you don't realize when you've wandered off it, when your mind's forgotten its object, wandered off to something else, and you may sit there a very long time without even realizing you've lost your object. So if we get that, if forgetfulness becomes very strong, then that actually harms the power of our mindfulness. And again, forgetfulness then will arise more strongly. Yeah, in your object, the tremba, the kabra, la gomshila, tremba.
Presence,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Presence
there on your object, whatever that is. So kind of, if one is not mindful, but lets one's mind be continually driven by just wandering aspect, then there are different wandering aspects, but wandering through afflictive emotion is one of them. And then when one's mind is just, when one lets it just wander as at its will, then there's continual arisal of kind of faults that come from that. Unhappiness arises. You do harmful actions with it because you're not thinking about what you're doing. And in the Bodhisattva's way of life, it speaks of a person whose mind is continually distracted is sitting in the fangs. It's like sitting, what would I say, like in a lion in a wild animal's open mouth, almost
the jaws
of a wild animal, because at any moment there are kind of problems about to arise. So, because that image of being just held in the jaws of a wild animal, it's like there's great danger in that. So when someone who's just lets their mind drift and wander in that way is always in great danger. Remind us about kind of the daily approach to a day's practice. Yes. So in the morning when one wakes, generating good motivation, like the determination that you will not let your mind fall under the power of afflictive emotion, and you will practice today. Yeah, because even that motivation then makes a difference to the day. And then doing whatever, you know, formal practices that one does in the day. And then over the day, checking on one's mind. Just Yeah, so that's the same. That's the introspection of watching what's going on in one's mind. So it's an, they say it is advice, check on what one's actions of body, speech and mind are. Okay, and so then over the day one does whatever positive virtuous actions one can do, and then in the evening one has a dedication of whatever positive actions are created, so that one then kind of checks, thinks about the one's day and whatever one has practiced well or has gone well, one rejoices in. And if things have not gone well, then one determines, like, tomorrow I will do better, tomorrow I will not let my mind go under the power of afflictive emotions. And then dedicating the virtue created, the strongest if we link that to bodhicitta, the thought that in order to benefit all sentient beings, I will attain Buddhahood.
Like what people that we know, maybe things they want to have are more material things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we wish them to have what they want, then it'd be possible to make them to attach to those material things, or do we just wish them to have what they want and we leave them there, either attached to whatever those things they want to have.
Okay, so that when we dedicate that most sentient beings attain happiness, the things they want.
Well, some people, they may want to win the lottery, and some people, they may want to get really rich. And like the China's president, he may want to get the whole world. So when we wish people to have the happiness, Okay, so when we say may the wishes of sentient beings fulfilled, there is a longer phrase which says in accordance with the Dharma, or like the tuition, like the Dharma. So that, because and the thought in that, adding that phrase, is that there is a kind of a final benefit. Because if you wish for sentient beings to have happiness, and while they may see some temporary happiness, in the long term, if that harms them, then there is no, you know, that's not particularly beneficial to wish for that. So that
wishing that sentient beings have happiness or have their wishes fulfilled in accordance with the Dharma, like the Dharma, in a Dharma-like way.
Samdun.
So that if one would not wish that they fulfill their wishes when they have a negative motivation, that's not wishing for their wishes, that is not to wish their wishes be fulfilled. It's not in accord with the Dharma if you were wishing that something that they have a harmful motivation for be fulfilled.
Some people, they consider if they win the lottery, they will do this and do that.
Mm.
And so how do we know what's their true motivation?
So from our side, the only thing we do is that may their wishes be ultimately beneficial, and may there be an ultimate benefit to what they wish for. So then, because Gisler had been talking about the day's practice, I asked him to talk about the practice as it applies to sleep. And so then, in the mental factors, within the 52 mental factors, sleep is what they call a changeable mental factor. It can be virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral. And one generates into a virtuous state, so that by before one goes to sleep, one generates a good motivation, kind of with this thought, and until tomorrow arises, one will kind of hold a good motivation. So that before one sleeps, one may think of the happiness of sentient beings be happy, or generate kind of associate one's mind with bodhicitta thought before going to sleep. So then if when you sleep, there are some people who are able to identify their dreams, and that if some people naturally identify their dreams, then people who can do that then can also accomplish virtue in that dream state. And then at the time, kind of when one is just going to sleep or waking from sleep, where the mind can be very clear, and at those times, if you can remember the view, and that or reflect on the view, that's a good time to do that. View in this case being tawa kordi. It's like meditating on emptiness or selflessness of persons, things like that. Melam dusha, melam dewa yong with the sozo sim karachi.
I guess it melam yang kashi, yeah. Melam dusha tani kashi, nip sediva sim maki bashi.
Yeah.
So that the nimbo seram in the tail dot of Karatana Koti, melam radio, melam sediva, zumbe perwa, called zumbe per, tesuba.
Okay, so then I asked about, you know, when you have good and bad dreams, and Geshe-la said sometimes when people have bad dreams and then they wake up and they feel very unhappy about the bad dreams, so the means of overcoming that is remembering that dreams are used for as an analogy for like a false object, like an illusion, zumbipe. And like an appearance, and so by remembering that, then not stopping the mind to feel unhappy about whatever bad dream it was.
Because
otherwise, if people aren't kind of mindful of that, don't remember that, then they can have a bad dream, then they get worried about the bad dream, and then that causes further unhappiness. Okay. However, there are lots of things that can be kind of checked in terms of looking at analyzing a dream, and that if there are kind of bad signs within a dream, one can do things to overcome that. I don't know about here, but in Russia, a very common dream, which is a bad sign, is losing a tooth, having a tooth fall out in a dream. Lots of people will come to see the monks about it, and so then the monks will do like particular recitations or Heart Sutra recitations or recitation of White Umbrella Deity. So there are practices that can be done to, you know, change circumstances.
If we have a non-virtuous dream, is it good to purify? Do purification practice.
Yes, for example, like if you dreamt of harming a sentient being in a dream or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so then to purify, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that dreams can fall under that category of accumulated but not created, because you don't intend to, but they just arise.
Wait, but we cannot identify the dreams. Would that be a good thing or bad?
Also, milalang musim matona de yabore dobore. Chore.
It's
not nothing wrong with it if you can't identify it.
Better than having bad dreams.
Yeah.
Somebody told me if you look at your hands before you go to bed, and then when you wake up and you dream, you look at your hands, and when you're in a dream, your hands will basically see through, blurry.
That's only when you can remember looking at your hands.
Yeah, but it's never worked for me.
We check there, so. Ni going on the lava yabuta. The lava tadu de milanala, lava tondu. Now one, nansam nation rested, selpomendus. In Ancora, milanala, lava tomaso. How was taste, was it?
I'm going to try it now.
Well, the. So.
Yeah.
Inan so de gulong tambu gulan zamburwa melang nasen nasen ya so se de kibra meo yeah. I'm just going back to Geshe's first point, because I mean the main thing is the good motivation when you go to sleep, right? The dreams are secondary. Okay. Milanala. Dawa.
Solar eclipse.
Nimala kabgi yura inji eclipse. Milan dinana.
Ninzin.
Milanan yona tak marumarue, tak nimarue. I don't know. There's a text by Langdor Lama Rinpoche wrote one about the different signs that are in dreams, but I don't remember him mentioning that one.
So to
do with understanding.
As a condition for calm abiding.
Yeah.
Under the pure ethics. What was Geshe meaning by that?
Okay.
And does it mean? Because my understanding as well is that I am, you know, like I might have defilements, but I'm intrinsically good.
Pure. Yeah.
So is that
okay.
A good basis?
All right. The something you talk. So pure ethics doesn't relate to like the pure nature of the mind.
Okay. tere mege chubung yi tsurim ta mege chubung sen ta mege chubung tsuru yu na te mege chula sopa tene ma chibata mege chubung yi tsurim yi yuwa chik chik arwa
so
te kaan la ta pena su su la tumba kari tra la ne pe ka so re kimbe tumba arwa kimbe kenye ngi tumba yu pa ina ta ta chi ya chi taba ne wa kip tunde ki tumba tike de ko
Okay, so the basis of your pure ethics is restraint from the ten long virtues. Ten long virtues?
Sorry, yeah. Could you say that again?
Yeah, so the basis of pure ethics, the initial root is the restraint from the ten long virtues.
Okay.
Like not killing, not stealing, and so forth, yeah?
By.
Yeah, well, restraint, because when you're getting into ethics, then it's restraint from those. And then, in terms of whatever vows one has, if one has lay householder vows, or genyan, the five householder vows, or vows as a monk or as a nun, that you are keeping those vows purely, and if you have created any downfalls in relationship to those vows, that you purify. They're kind of antidotes. So it's kind of ethics in this case is to do with restraint. Okay, you'll have to come up to Trashy Gomon, but at least two. Dokarchen. Gershla Dokarchen, Gikora Detsa. Moran Dokarchen Kundrakchik Mena Tomaso, the Nyamlen Dokar. Dokar, the Nyamlen Karian Dets.
Nyamlen
Karian. Moran Dokar Get Dets. Dona. The Moran de Koson, yeah, the Ming Koson, the Jembala Kuman Yung Nanshan, the Gesha Doka Ginyam, the Des. The white umbrella deity then kind of it's a deity, has its own practice and so forth, but as a practice its principal effect is to overcome and pacify obstacles. Okay, so if you were going to say what are obstacles, there are many different obstacles. Sometimes people, when they just begin practice and aren't able to do very much, they experience obstacles. Sometimes as people are engaging in more practice and doing meditation, they meet obstacles like illness and so forth. Sometimes there are harms of non-human beings, so that the different deities that overcome these, the different obstacles.
For example, it's supposed to be very powerful and mind. Other practices like this white umbrella deity practice and things, I guess, I mean, if we've got the time and all of that, we can, maybe it requires initiation, it gets quite complicated and things like that, whereas there might be even just
the simple things. Okay,
Dukar,
Nyamling Muni Chena Deo Jenang Tok Gugurwes, De Nyamling Dez Gyewa Che Gugurwes.
Rere, Tua Nyamling Chena?
Yeah, so one would have to attain like an initiational permission to do the practice for the white umbrella tea deity. And then Morandi Chi Karin Zen Woman been a many abudana de Nova Gogia there's many dunsa. Then Morandi Soso Dun Toba de Chichena Kilchamburis de Dokar Top chain, you know, tansos, you have done matum na de.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so, yeah, reciting the things that one can recite.
La kare na chi, kasa ngon peke chashon la chi.
Yeah, so that goes back to what we were talking about. Yeah. Someone who focusing on one deity practice and the permissions and empowerments for that and doing that practice. Okay. Any other questions? Otherwise we'll dedicate. Okay. Alright, we could dedicate and have tea. Is that a good idea? No, I check that. I chan yam di tong. Okay. Alright, so you've got that page where it says after the teaching. Verse at the bottom, it says after the teaching, and then this short mandala offering. Vasa jia pake joche meto drang rira lingji nida gyambadi sangye jindu mikte ulwagi trokat nanda jinla chopa shuddham guru ratam mandala kanyayatayami. Over the page in English. From my two collections, vaster space that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom, eyes blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all my life's Manjushri. May I find the best of complete great paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by practicing well. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. My heart going out with great compassion in whatever directions the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined. May I expose this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's needs be nourished for a long time by this gradual path to enlightenment, completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their spiritual children. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and make things conducive for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort into accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he or she always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Precious supreme mind of Bodhicitta, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious mind of renunciation, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious ultimate view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. just as the brave Manjushri and Samadabhadra too realize things as they are. Also, I dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their supreme example. Victorious Lozang Drapa, you abide physically in excellent moral discipline. Inwardly develop great compassion, which is the essential practice of a bodhisattva. Secretly practicing supreme yoga of bliss and emptiness of the two stages. May I always meet with your precious teachings. Snowy mountain paradiseness, source of good and happiness. Powerful Tenzin Gyatso Genrezi, may you stay until samsara ends. In all my life, may I not be parted from perfect gurus. May I enjoy the abundance of the Dharma, perfecting all qualities of the stages and paths. May I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara.
Birthdays.